Hello, everyone. I'm from Robinson Roadhouse Church.
And we've got four spots left.
This was my first mission trip to Uzbekistan, and I just decided to go because Pastor Nikolai, if you remember, he came over a few months ago to talk about Uzbekistan and obviously about Mrs. Song. I signed up, and then I decided to find out where it is. It was next to Afghanistan. So when I told my parents that, obviously, they'll be worried. And their first response was, why do the Koreans always have to go to such dangerous places? So my mother decided to start praying for me. My sisters decided to fast and pray for me just to make sure everything's fine. So we went on this trip. I have to say, you know, for a lot of us girls, you know, we grew up in the cities. I just didn't know what to expect. You know, I thought it might be pretty tough. And tell you the truth, it was. Especially when we went to the retreat, like Yan said, it's outside of the city. The first choice, we got rejected because they found out it was a religious retreat. And you may have heard the Uzbekistan government there is not too keen on these churches. And while we were there, there were churches around us being shut down, so we're quite careful. So they found another backup retreat. It was dirt road. There were buildings like they were from the 30s and 40s. There were four beds to each room. The curtains were falling off. The bed mattresses were so old. I'm sure there were bugs in them. The cabinets were falling down. We couldn't use them. And then there were no toilets. We had to walk outside a few minutes, and then there were these outhouses out there. But you can smell it from like 30 steps away. And then Mike Cho and Yen actually got a corner room with one toilet. So all 12 of us decided to share it. So I'm telling you, God was really with us the whole way. We didn't fight over it. The men were very generous. They even emptied out the garbage bins. So it was just wonderful. But the main thing was, you know, I heard someone say this morning that God is like the wind who's all around us, and we're like sailboats. Usually our sails are rolled up. But we were in Uzbekistan. I mean, we were praying and fasting before we went. We were seeking God the whole time there, and all our sails were down. And we're just going straight where God wanted us to be because his wind was in our sails. We were reaching out to children we didn't even know. We were very frank in our testimonies. Our sermons, our devotionals were straight to the point. And the children, they've had a hard life. A lot of their parents left because it's a hard economy to work elsewhere, so they've been left behind. Some of them are angry, some of them have been hurt, but they just completely open up to us. They're still emailing us, they're friends on Facebook with us. Just if you go on a mission trip, let's just put it, you know, God made us forget all the surroundings that were around us, and he just let us focus on the children and with God, and we're praying for healing, praying for visions. It was absolutely wonderful. So really, really do recommend you going on a mission trip. That's it. If you have any questions, ask us. Thank you.